the drifters were limited to a smaller fishing area within the larger Igigik district on Monday, but area management biologist Paul Solomon anticipates that's the last time this season that restriction will be needed.
We're not going to do the restricted area again. We'll be in the full district, and I'm going to play it day by day, but it's likely that we'll have some opportunity.
On Tuesday, the set netters in the Igigik district had an 8-hour opening. The drifters got 6 hours. Solomon confirms that a good escapement number was posted Monday to the Igigik River.
Our daily count was 44, but it looks like the entire pulse that we saw went through on the tide we saw it on. Our numbers are substantial, but I don't want to throw an estimate out there right now. I will say that we're well into the escapement range at this point.
Monday's escapement to the Igigik River pushed the total escapement to over 855,000 fish. That's within the escapement goal of 800,000 to 1.4 million. Solomon is also the area management biologist for the Ugashik District, which has been closed for several days waiting on fish.
I haven't seen any evidence of the pulse yet in my in-river test fishery. And I'm not going to wait till we actually count the fish to have or turn the fleet loose if it's there. I do need to feel comfortable that I have at least the minimum, and I think this event will probably get us there, but I still haven't seen much evidence to gauge it yet, whatever it was.
On Monday, another 22.1 thousand sockeye were counted as escapement to the Ugashik River to push the total to over 261.2 thousand fish. That's still well short of the escapement goal of 500,000 to 1.2 million. However, Fish and Game's estimating that there are another 60,000 sockeye in the Ugashik River that have not yet been counted as escapement. The Ugashik District was closed Tuesday to commercial fishing effort and will be closed on Wednesday as well. The management plan for the Ugashik District calls for 90% of the harvest to go to the drifters, 10% to the set netters. Solomon confirms that through Monday, the split is 94.4% drift and 5.4% set.
Ugashik, on the other hand, I don't think there's any way to make that up at all. And some of it's mostly influenced by the large catches we had early. The set net fleet wasn't fully deployed at that time, and right now the difference is so great that and their harvesting power is rather small.
Solomon believes the run to both the Igigik and Ugashik districts came in about 7 days early. That was evident in the Ugashik district, where the catch totaled over 1 million fish before the counting towers were put in. Solomon doesn't believe Fish and Game missed a huge push of fish.
Well, folks need to understand again that the Ugashik's a little bit different because of the large time delay between when the fish enter the district and when they would pass the tower site. And we typically fish early based on volume and passage on the in-river test fishery, which got running on the 23rd. There was a couple days in front of that fish were likely in the district that we did not assess with the test fishery. But I have there's a resident who lives up in the outlet of Ugashik Lakes who's pretty observant, and he's pretty good at telling me when he sees fish move by. And he did not see fish until about a day before the tower crew got there. So my feeling is that we got there in time to make a good assessment. We got 2 good days of counts on the first 2 days of operation, and then the weather went sour on us and really kind of messed up what we could see. So, and that happened to coincide with when those first big indices should have been there. So I know there's fish there that we didn't count, and we've made an estimate as to what that is, but it's likely a low estimate. And I'm not going to include that in the escapement estimate at this point.
So far, the total harvest to the Ugashik District is 1.89 million sockeye. Total run to the Ugashik District, including harvest and escapement, is 2.2 million fish. That's still well short of the preseason forecast of 3.5 million sockeye. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.